You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition. Yesterday, I reluctantly, and I mean reluctantly, finally did a commentary with my opinion on the antics, actually assaults, of who? Harvey Weinstein, or Steen, whatever. I call him harasser, like sexual harasser, Harvey. And I said, I'm not going to do another one for a long time unless something big, and I mean really big, comes into the news. Well, I turn on my radio about 9 o'clock, I think, and it was tuned to Glenn Beck. I'm not a regular listener of Glenn Beck, but I had him heard him. And what was he talking about? And it wasn't just Glenn Beck. It was every talk show I tuned in. The tape. What are we talking about, a tape? Yes, believe it or not, the New York City Police Department did a sting operation on, guess who? Harasser Harvey. And ladies and gentlemen, it's disturbing. You're actually seeing the bully boy of Hollywood, and he has a noted reputation for being a bully, but also a predator. Well-known, successful producer of major films, Academy Award-winning films. But here he was pleading 1 second, and a few seconds later, bullying a young woman to please come to his room and watch him take a shower. Can you believe it? Now, that was just his, let's say, M.O. He had a reputation for inviting women to his hotel room to watch him shower and other acts, which I won't deign to cover. But I want to play the tape. I do want to play the tape, and I encourage you to go to my companion blog for this show, which is pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S .wordpress.com, and listen to it, because over the radio, it's a little bit hard to understand what they're saying, but if you go to my companion blog, you can listen to it and see, as the words are coming, what they're saying. They print in text what he said. And now some of the talk show hosts would only play a little of it. I'm going to play as much as it's on YouTube. And it's Harvey Weinstein caught on tape pressuring a model in a hotel room. Listen to this.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me.
I
need to know a person to
I
be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Sit with me. But I promise. Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. Mm. 1 minute.
No,
I ask
can't.
You. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
go
to.
Go to the bathroom. Hey, come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you don't, if you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing
stay.
You. Just it's walk. Just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me in the
hall.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable
right
now.
Please come in now. and 1 minute, and if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
why yesterday
you can go.
You touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
But you're used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me.
No.
Bye. They will call me again. Okay? Sorry. Nice. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Now, that was a very fortunate woman, because remember, this is a 30-year pattern of doing this. Did they all say no? No. Hollywood is filled with women and men that will take advantage of those women to advance their career. They all didn't say no. Some probably jumped at the chance. You see, that is why people in power, especially both power and money in an industry, will take advantage of young women. It's primarily young women that we're talking about here, by the way, aspiring actresses. It's nothing new to Hollywood. It's nothing new to producers. What's new about it is that many people knew in Hollywood he was doing this upwards of 30 years. He had a reputation for doing it, but who kept silent on it? Big lie media, the television networks, and the newspapers. People feared, not necessarily respected, but they feared Harvey, and Harvey knew it. And he would go after the media if they dared publish or broadcast anything like this. He was aggressive that way. He used the power that he had and the lawyers that he had on retainer, as well as private investigators, to shut people up. That's what's done. Usually there's a settlement, and at least 8 cases there's a known settlement. You see, power and money are used to corrupt people, and they get away with it because they have and continue to get away with it. It's only when it's out in the open, in the clear light of day, that this gets people's attention. And it's getting people's attention. Why? Remember what I said about most politicians? Most of them are bought and paid for. They're bought and paid for by what I call the donor-owner class, or the owner-donor class. They're the owners of the United States in terms of the big companies. And they make large contributions both to the Republican and Democratic Party. And they do it not out of charity, because they want something. First and foremost, they want access. Assistance on projects. It could be a real estate project, a movie, you name it. And the politicians seek out these large campaign donors because they want to stay in power. That's the name of the game. That's how it's played. The problem is we have two political parties in this country today, both the Democratic Party and, sad to say, the Republican Party. The leadership is not really listening to the American people and their concerns, their interests. Far from it. But they definitely take calls, until recently, from guys like Harvey. The guy has a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sexual addiction problem. And why he will initially plead with you. He's afraid he'll be embarrassed. Nonsense. This is his routine. He's used this over and over again. Sometimes he's successful, and sometimes he's not. But that doesn't stop him. He should have sought professional help a long time ago. Oh, yes, he's a married man, I think twice, has daughters, but that didn't stop him. He's well connected. He's a very large donor contributor to the Democratic Party, and after that, a big contributor to, guess who, Planned Parenthood. You see, he's a gun grabber and a baby killer supporter. Yet he makes movies glorifying violence that pervade this culture. He's a phony and a hypocrite, but a successful one, a powerful one, that many Democratic politicians courted. They wanted Harvey's support, including Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. You name the Democrat, they have gotten almost invariably from small to very large contributions, depending on how they could help Harvey. Oh, yes, he's promised to make a movie, a documentary going after the NRA. Make my day. I'm waiting to see the movie going after Harvey. Now there were many of the people that he's called don't want anything to do with him. Now that he's been outed, they're denouncing him. And that's many, many actresses. I didn't know. I really didn't know Harvey was that way. Now, some of them, I think, to be fair, didn't know. The ones that were already established in the industry, had a reputation, he would support, even offer him parts, but wouldn't let on what he was really about and what he was really like when he was in his hotel, favorite hotel. This tape, I think, is going to do irreparable damage, first and foremost, to Harvey the harasser. Doesn't mean he won't have a comeback and won't try. But the knives are out. Even now as I speak, there is a breaking news story, one of those 25,000-word news stories in the New Yorker that have even more detail. So buy the New Yorker, buy the New York Times. I used to subscribe to them. I no longer. I used to read the New York Times. I haven't seen one in ages and wouldn't read it. It has gone downhill and downhill. It's on life support. It used to be the paper in the United States, not anymore. Oh, yes, if you're a New Yorker, you have to read the New York Times. But happily, I'm no longer there. I'm in Texas, and not many Texans read the New York Times. But there's a connection that I want to highlight, and that is the baby killing connection. He is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, supporters of Planned Parenthood, as are many, many large corporations. Don't be surprised there. What are they doing? It seems that Harvey was successful with many women. Some he raped, some he seduced. He got his way. And given the 30-year pattern, I'm sure more than one got pregnant. But Harvey had the solution. Don't worry, go to Planned Parenthood, they'll take care of it. Now, when I heard this tape, I was in bed, waking up, listened to the tape, and it was a little bit more difficult to hear than what I just played, so this might be a cleaned-up version of it. A woman complained to the New York police, and they gave her a wire where the reason she has this tape, we have this evidence. Fortunately, we don't have a video. That would even be better. She was wired. She has the evidence. Harvey can deny it till the cows come home. Note there was no crime. She walked away. She didn't go into the hotel room, although he was trying his best. It's someone with a sexual addiction. But who else on the scene has a sexual addiction that we know about? Former President Bill Clinton. And there is a connection there. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton, they really courted Harvey. You better believe they courted him. They needed his money when Bill was running for president and when Hillary was running for president. And Hillary's favorite charity is, lo and behold, Planned Parenthood, responsible every day for killing hundreds of babies in the womb. And mostly black and Hispanic. Oh, yes, they're whites. But a disproportional number of those abortions are black women and Hispanics. About a third, it varies every year, are blacks, less for Hispanics. And the reason there's no secret as to why, they locate their clinics either in or on the border of neighborhoods. Black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods. And Hillary Clinton got an award from Planned Parenthood. And one of her heroes is Margaret Sanger. That Margaret Sanger, supporter of eugenics, and in turn, although they renamed, it was Margaret Sanger's efforts that ultimately led to the organization Planned Parenthood. Now, I bring that up because what was the eugenics movement about? Oh, it was about fewer and fewer black people. That was the problem. And that was a big part of the progressive movement in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And the Ku Klux Klan had Margaret Sanger speak at a number of events. You see, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, segregation, the Ku Klux Klan, and they supported an organization that's killed more blacks than any disease or lynchings in the entire history of the United States. I'm talking about Planned Parenthood, the favorite charity of the Hollywood progressives. And Hillary and Bill Clinton. Now, why would they go after guns, though? Why are they so obsessed about going after guns. Well, let me give you a little bit of the history. Why do we have gun control laws, or did in the past? It was to prevent who from having weapons? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, blacks, especially in the South. They wanted to disarm black people. They were afraid of them, and they should be. But today, Democrats typically get at least 90 or 95% of the black vote. You see, the history is not known in the black community. Or if it is known, it's not advertised. Progressives are no friends to blacks. They have programs that are trying to eliminate blacks with the nice-sounding name of Planned Parenthood. Oh, there is a lot of planning going on. It's to eliminate or at least decrease the birth of blacks and Hispanics in the United States and poor whites. Or as Hillary Clinton, who was in charge, or one of the people in charge of the unit, the Bimbo's Eruption Unit. You see, Bill Clinton knows all about sexual harassment because he's a predator that has in some cases raped his victims. And Hillary Clinton was an enabler. Most women, knowing Bill Clinton's history, would have done what? Divorced him. But not Hillary Clinton, because she was in the power. She married Bill because it was a team that was going to take first Bill to the White House and then Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton hired investigators through law firms. She'd always hire a law firm to go after the women, the victims of Bill's escapades. That is still going on. This is very much a marriage of convenience. And now she finally releases a statement, again, denouncing Harvey. She waited over 5 days. I'm sure they thought long and hard how to handle this. Because Harvey's still a player. Harvey has still money, and he still has power, even though his reputation has been, let us say, trashed. So they finally denounced Harvey. And I'll put up the statement. I don't have it in there yet, but I will. But I want to remind you of the many victims of Bill Clinton, just like there are many victims of Harvey the harasser. It does not give me any pleasure to do this show. I find this behavior reprehensible, offensive, and anyone associated with this should really examine who their friends are. But there are plenty of pictures of Bill and Hillary with Harvey the harasser. He was a predator just like Bill Clinton was. And now the story is out. He has been outed big time. And surprisingly and ironically, who outed him? The New York Times. And I keep scratching my head on that. The New York Times is getting desperate. There are many stories that they'd rather do. Anything that would trash Trump, they're going to publish. So this in some way is out of character. Why do they break the story? I think desperation is one of them. I think it's just a matter of time before the New York Times is history. But you can't hide a story like this. Once it's out in the open, and this story is out in the open, it can't be put back in the bottle. The only question, and there are several, the why now question. Why now? After so many years. The New York Times had this story over 10 years ago, I think in 2004. They didn't run with it, or they did run with the story, but you wouldn't know who they were talking about unless you were an insider. It wasn't really what they did a week ago, and now, actually less than a week ago, 4 days ago. Now, the New Yorker also had more details, and there's a big expose in the current issue. And I'm sure many of you will go out and read it. I've read parts of it. But the rumors, and there were rumors not only in Hollywood, but New York City and Washington, of this behavior by Harvey, sexual harassment and assault. What's sad is many people knew this. Many people could have done something about it in big live media. By letting this continue and continue over the years, what happened? Many people most likely were raped and assaulted by Harvey. And most, if not all, of the women then chose not to say anything because he was a powerful individual with resources, and he could pay you off. And see, he has a reputation for not only being a bully, but crushing a lot of people before. Fear. See, it takes courage to stand up to power. It takes courage to stand up to money. And it does very much take courage when someone is threatening you with violence. So I'm glad all of this is out. It should have been really exposed decades ago. Harvey has a serious sexual addiction. as does Bill Clinton. They're not cured. They're still doing what they have been doing for years. It's like gambling. It's like drug addiction. It's like being an alcoholic. Unless there's an intervention, they can't stop. And even with an intervention, doesn't mean if it's therapy or whatever's done to try to stop it, doesn't mean it's going to work the first time or the sixth time. It's that bad. And I think it goes on, not only in Hollywood, but across the United States. It takes people with integrity and courage, and no one really wants to go through this. That's why few will take it to the police. A few will, but many people won't. They will just leave. And guess what? That is exactly what the sexual predator is counting on. The last thing he wants is this to be exposed, especially by the police. And you better believe he has attorneys and in turn investigators that will keep the women quiet. Just like Hillary Clinton kept for many, many years the scandal around Bill Clinton. It's out in the open. Now you know. But note the connection. The corruption is pervasive amongst the political class. Harvey made sure that he made big contributions to the Democratic Party, Planned Parenthood, and other organizations. Think of it as insurance, protection money. And he had the access to political leadership of the Democratic Party and some in the Republican Party. He used fear, money, and power to get his way. And now it's coming out. And the knives are out. And many are seeking revenge. Many famous actresses are now telling their tale. Rather late, because Harvey continued doing exactly what he was doing on that tape to many other women who said yes, who made a mistake of coming into his room. Will this be stopped? No. It needs to be exposed. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be examined. This is a serious psychological disorder, as well as an addiction. It is a mental health problem. And it can easily become a criminal problem when Harvey crosses that line, as did Bill Clinton. And when the women repeatedly said no, 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 he continued to assault them and rape them. And remember, there are statute of limitations. Many of these events occurred many years ago, so there is no real chance of going to court on it. However, there are many others that are within the statute of limitations. And that, I think, is the bigger fear of Harvey and Bill Clinton. You know, they're afraid of what, really? Exposure, yes. What they're afraid of is being taped, recorded, and the worst situation, a video audio tape. I bring that up because there is a group, Project Veritas, and that's the second story I want to cover. I'm sort of done with Harvey. I think he's disgusting, want nothing to do with him. And I think he wants nothing to do with me, so it's mutual. It's amazing, though, that there are people on the air, some talk show hosts, while they'll definitely are going over this, some in a lot more detail. What's interesting is Harvey's always smiling. He has a smile. You see his upper teeth, and he has put on some weight. It's notable that his favorite place was hotels. Not surprising. He didn't want to have this happen in the office, not that it didn't, and certainly not at home. So he's living a double, triple life. But for years, he got away with it, just like Bill Clinton got away with it. And should they ever get in trouble, they make sure the law firms go after him, have investigators, and they can be very, very aggressive. In the Clinton case, very aggressive. It's amazing. Oh, these are very beautiful and successful women. There was no romance, no love involved. It frightened many women. Many said no. But enough said yes that it continued and it continued and it continued. Now, there was a story that's breaking right now. We'll learn more about it. And it's somewhat ironic. It concerns the New York Times. And they're online. And one of their employees is, and I forget how to pronounce the name. Nicholas, I really don't even want to attempt the name. Dudish. Let me play the beginning. You see, if you're not familiar with Project Veritas, they go undercover and they film, try to film, because many times they're outside in the open on a sidewalk or eating lunch or dinner or having a drink. And yes, because they're undercover, they're not announcing what their purpose is. And you have people, let us be fair here, that talk out of school. Say things to people that they shouldn't say. This story is just breaking. I'm looking at the time. I'm really short in time. I want to play just a little bit of the beginning.
Like, my voice is on every... My imprint's on every video we do.
And you're going to be helping with the times, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will be objective.
Yeah.
That's why I'm there. The one thing that Jim Comey said, and I've met him, he's a great guy, actually.
How'd you meet Comey? Just, like, working in the campaign?
No. Godfather. No one at the time says I'm going to do that. I had, well, Comey hearing, I should have recused myself, I should have, but I'm not ever telling anybody there.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting, this guy's a liar. He's not, he said that James Comey, the former FBI director, was his godfather. No, he's not. He lied. But that's what big lie media does all the time. They mislead you or tell flat-out lies or repeat flat-out lies. Don't have two sources. It's an anonymous source. Now, I'm not going to play the entire video because I really do have to wrap up the show. And it is breaking. This gentleman is responsible for or assist in the videos that the New York Times publishes. He's an editor, and he's slanting the news. He's proud of it. They're for Hillary Clinton. Yes, that Hillary Clinton. You see, if you're truly a reporter, there is a code of professional ethics. You're supposed to be accurate, unbiased. Does that mean they are? No, 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 no. At least this guy is refreshing. He admits it. And he also worked in, surprise, surprise, both the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Barack Obama campaigns. And clearly admits he won't be objective, even though the New York Times editorial handbook makes very clear that journalists must do nothing that might raise questions about their professional neutrality or that of the Times. Now, I'm all for having codes of conduct, codes of ethics in professions. As a matter of fact, I was in the financial services industry, had several, many actually, too many, certifications, was members of professional societies, and had to abide by codes of ethics. If you are a principled person, codes of ethics are no problem because you obey them. You act accordingly. But it's clear, and now they have in not only the video, I mean the audio, they also have the video, and it's going to get attention. This is something that the Times will deny, that they slant the news. But most people, including me, know it. You see, once you lose the trust of a person, or in this case, the trust of the New York Times being objective, what eventually happens? People don't listen to you. They don't read your publication. They don't view your broadcast, and they don't vote for you. It gets back to that saying that they have in Texas. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So this is not new. It's not revealing. What's new about it? It's live video. Now, I'm sure what's going to happen. They're going to claim the tape was edited. Well, usually you have to do that because I've done videos as well as radio shows, television shows. It's always edited. New York Times is edited. See, one of the criticisms of their competition, people that do blog posts, well, there's no editors involved, as if that were a test, because editors can kill stories as well as slant stories. And apparently they have one doing it in the video section of the Times. So I congratulate Project Veritas for releasing this video. It's curious. I'm curious about the timing. I think the timing's terrific, though. Congratulate them. And I'm sure you're going to hear more, both on talk radio and maybe Fox News. I know I didn't have time to listen, but I was on my way to the campus, and Michael Savage saying he was going to have the gentleman responsible for it on his show. So I hope he gets a lot of publicity and they play most, if not all, of this video, because it is some evidence of what President Trump has been saying. They publish fake news. Now, not all of it's fake. Some of it's true, and that's the problem. People simply don't have the time to sort through today. What are the facts and what are the opinions? I usually have to go to foreign newspapers to get a lot of these facts. So with that, I'll wrap it up. I do have to have an appointment. I didn't really do enough justice to this, but you're going to see it on television and you're going to hear about it in talk radio today, tomorrow, and probably the next day. It's fitting that the New York Times has been caught slanting the news and lying about it. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com.